Over the past 200 years, we've really advanced in our understanding of something called waves. And our advance of understanding has resulted in a whole series of things, different images, X-ray images, ultrasound images, and MRI images. And we're going to discuss that quickly in an exam tutorial for the 2015 Medical Physics Question E exam. This is Betty Hill Explains, where we have a conversation with science and we put things up. Now, the standard process for this one, the last question of this group of three, I don't go through the formula again. And in fact, I suppose I'll give a general quick lecture on the area. The sequences, I give a general introduction, and you know it's about waves and imaging. And then on the basis of that, I read the actual question, give an answer, and actually see how the marking schemes go. So this is different tiers of developing your understanding, then honing your understanding to answer a question. So hopefully people out there in exam land will look at it. So waves. So again, these lectures are high-level lectures, which allows me to express everything and get it out. So waves are essentially traveling energy in well, there's one set of wave equations, which is a fairly simple set of wave equations, and that's in a medium. If it's in a medium, the story is that you have basically an oscillator, which a wave generator, a wave medium, and a wave receiver. So you need those three components in a wave situation. So we have a wave generator, the wave medium, and the wave receiver. So let's talk X-ray. You've got the X-ray machine, free space in the body, and the film or digital detector. Or in, I suppose, PET scans, MRIs, you've got that three basic components. And so a sound wave generator is any mechanical vibration. A electricity wave generator is any antenna. And the antenna can be electrons or things to do with that. We'll go over again. But so we've got these two sort of waves to detect. And essentially, a wave medium can be modeled by a lattice, a three-dimensional basically three-dimensional lattice of weights, which is the mass and the density, and the spring between these weights. And as you displace one weight and let it return to equilibrium, its equilibrium position, as that process of that doing that will accelerate the next weight further along. And as this responds, this will push the next weight further along. And you can describe that process in a simple second-order differential equation, which says that the rate of the second F equals ma, basically, but in a wave sequence, and you have a particular mass which is operating, and you consider masses, mass at point n in the medium, and mass at n minus 1 and n plus 1, and you can show that you have a simple wave equation, and the wave will travel at a velocity. There's a few other strange things to get your mind around, which is phase velocity and group velocity. So that's one aspect of it, but in a free space, you have the wave generation of an electric field, magnetic field, and you get Maxwell's equations, set of three equations there. And look, I'm coming out of cardiac rehab, and I'm sort of going, oh, I can remember some results. I can't, so I'm going back to the books and going straight through it. And then, what's really happening is this is about the shoot, not about me, but going through the books and, there's certain bits I've forgotten, and there's certain bits I'm not recuperating to the point that I was. I'm recuperating to a different point, and so there's some things I understand better, other things I don't. But Maxwell's wave equation, div and curl to go through that. I had an excellent book. Can't see it here. An excellent book which I'm going through, which is Electromagnetic Wave Theory. Going back, so a light wave travels through space and it interacts with matter, either absorbing it or that's in resonance. When it's off resonance, the actual energy levels, it will have a momentary interaction with it, and the material itself will re-radiate the wave a bit further, a bit delayed behind it, and so that removing a bit of the wave energy and adding a bit more wave energy to it is effectively slowing down the wave, so you can have refractive index but also absorption, absorption by waves, that process there. So essentially for an electromagnetic wave you need an oscillator, and we'll see how those are used. And then the imaging, you can actually detect the wave directly by an antenna, either an acoustic receiver, it's called a transducer, which acoustic transducer, or an electromagnetic transducer, some sort of antenna which displaces charge, or you can actually use it to expose film, but we do, I don't think that's done anymore. I don't think anyone, I think my dentist still uses film, but there's a good set of reasons for it, but it's been a while since I've ever seen any film being used anyway. They're still printed on film, so people have the old feeling of it. That's my brief lecture on it. And now here we come to the question E. Assess the impact of advances in understanding of waves. Assess that on the development of imaging technology. Support your answer with three examples. Now, using the ROSA technique, you go backwards. So we're going to go to go backwards from there using three examples. So you go example one, development of the imaging technology of X-ray film. The advance made possible is that we can now have low radiation dose, and it can actually, so the advances in the development of the imaging technology now allows you to have low dose X-rays with high contrast, and that you can have high contrast barium sulfate to actually see. If you have a barium sulfate meal, you can go down your throat. So the advances in the understanding of waves in this case is that we understood that waves, it's got to be understanding of waves, mind you, it's got to be of waves. We've understood that waves have a range of waves are produced by the X-ray impact. I think you can get marks for saying if you draw a little diagram of a beam hitting a electrode. And so if we can use lower radiation, lower advances, we don't have to cool it. That's an assessment, so that's an advantage of it. If we use a filter to filter out soft X-rays, we can make them less dangerous, so that's an understanding of it. And by using digital and fluorescence technology to understand that the wave can actually interact and store thermoluminescent information in clay particles, we can then use this effect and use image intensifiers afterwards to increase the digital sensitivity. We can also use a large array of basically a very large CCD camera and wireless technology to actually gain waves to actually just put a laptop screen behind your back, and this will image your X-ray straight to the person's mobile phone, so that allows the X-ray machine to be used in the field. You just only have to just get the panel behind the patient and without disturbing the patient, and then wheel in the X-ray machine. So that's a series of advancements. That's important. Now, second advancement, a second development of imaging technology is ultrasound, and by using an array of piezoelectric transducers, which are have a phase delay, you can actually launch a wave traveling at an angle and sweep this through and produce a scan. So the development, the importance of that development is that it actually produces, rather than a line, it can actually produce an image and reconstruct an image. So the advance there of phased array allows an image. MRI has the ability to create resonant photon emission from radio emission from your flesh in a radio field, and our understanding of I don't know how you do waves, so you can do about photons. Oh yeah, the understanding of Fourier analysis to separate out different frequencies and different positions allow us to quickly form an image with it, and with the understanding that you can actually make flesh into a proton radio resonator is a wave technology. That's the best I can do at this point in time. Let's see what they've done here. For 6 marks, you have to relate different imaging technologies to advances at three different imaging knowledges into an understanding of waves, make an informal judgment explicitly or implicitly about the impact. So I just try to say what the impact is. Here's a sample and answer. Understanding waves has significant impact on the development of imaging technology. I don't know why you'd say that. Understanding ultrasound as a technology based on understanding the reflection and refraction of sounds waves that struck a boundary between two different tissues. Knowledge of the relative intensity of the incident and reflected sound waves is essential if an image is to be constructed of two tissues. No, it says here, sorry, the marking scheme, it says relate different imaging technologies to advances in understanding of waves. Okay, that's not an advance in understanding of waves. It's just the impact of advances. Okay. X-ray images are produced using differences in absorption of X-ray radiation by different body tissues. Understanding that more dense tissues, such as bones, absorb more X-ray radiation is therefore essential if contrast is produced between the two waves. Again, that's not necessarily an advance in the understanding. Okay. Okay, an endoscope is used to transmit light inside the body so real-time images of internal structures can be seen. The structure of optical fibers used to transmit light is based on the understanding of light of totally internally reflected when it strikes the boundary between a more optically dense and less optically dense material at an angle greater than the critical angle. Okay, so that's just a difference in the way that just that's just a difference in the way sort of level of what an advance is. So if you're not a physicist, you wouldn't know what an advancement is. So you would actually think that any sort of knowledge is an advance, whereas the actual advance has to become linked with the actual image. So thanks for listening, and that's a quick Peter Hill Explains.